Roku?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What percentage of people in the United States do you think have a Roku?
10?
10%?
Is that too much?
No, that's way too low.
Really?
Yes.
25?
Okay. So I'm wrong. I told Bob, I was like, everybody's got a Roku. And Bob immediately goes, well, I don't have one.
AI says Roku's in nearly half of all U.S. broadband households.
Wow.
Now, is that because you're going out there and seeking it out, or you're buying a TV that already has it? Like
a Roku TV.
Yeah. Because I think maybe I have a Roku TV. I don't know if I do or not. I use the box now. Because
we have a new Roku TV, but we can't figure out how to work it yet.
Well, no, that'll be on that thing forever, right?
They're
scanning for
one.
Channels. Yeah, that'll be up there forever. But you have it, but obviously you don't watch it because that's where Major League Baseball is every Sunday. You're like, really?
I didn't know it was on there. I mean, I never watch live Roku TV.
No.
I mean, I watch, my TV in my room has, in my bedroom has Roku, and it's connected to Spectrum and like YouTube and all that sort of stuff. Someone from the 816, I have two. From the 816, I don't have one. All right. So it's
about 50%, like the AI said. So
yeah, I have two. I'm about to get a third.
But are you buying it because it's a Roku TV, or you? Because
I'm just buying the actual Roku box. Like,
the actual thing.
Yeah, the actual thing itself. Yeah, because I can stream my stuff there, and I'll have all my apps on every TV that I own. Kind of just
right.
Easier.
It's easier that way. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're doing for that one. But some people will buy like a Roku TV. Like when I go out and get a new TV, I don't care what it has. What's the price?
100%. Yeah. Yes.
How many payments on Klarna is this going to cost me, and what are they going to be? Like, I don't care if it has Roku TV. Can I get a Fire Stick in there if I need? Does it have a USB port for the box? Fine, let's go. But I mean, we're good to go. But I've never purchased a TV. Oh, that's a Roku TV. I got to have that. Oh, it's $279. That's $260. I'll take the $269.
Yeah, I think I'd like to know the percentage of college dorm rooms or like fraternity houses and sorority houses that have Roku.
And how many of them are actually working and not just on that screenshot of like the cityscape that they have on there?
Puts me to sleep. My big TV is an LG TV. My small TV that you guys are on right now is a Roku. It's my background TV.
Mm.
Perfect. We have one channel
found. How do we get on the big one?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to work on that. I have four TVs in my house. All are Roku TVs. All right, Mac, let's get into the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Bobby, you're number one on the list on this rundown we have, so knock it out of the park.
All right, I'm going with a different one than I originally thought because this one was the way not to do life. This guy was fired from his job, Michael Takis, at 43 years old, and then was allegedly caught on camera placing a bomb under his former boss's car and detonating it 2 months after he was fired from his job. Pennsylvania man is accused of placing a bomb under his former supervisor's car after he was fired from the job, according to the New Jersey District Attorney. This comes from Philadelphia's NBC station. In the early morning hours of July 26, Michael Patrick Takis Jr., 43, was caught on camera driving up to the home of his former supervisor in a dark-colored Jeep Renegade. He was then seen getting out of the Jeep with a black object, walking over to the victim's Ford Explorer before quickly walking away empty-handed and driving off. Moments later, the Jeep can be seen driving very fast past the Ford in seconds leading up to the explosion. Investigators explain that they think Takis used a remote to detonate the explosive device left near the Ford. Can you believe that? Guy got fired 2 months later, goes to the boss's house, leaves a bomb, and blows up his car. That's your Richard of the Week.
That's an insane person.
That is nuts.
Jeez.
Speaking of nuts, the probability that you're drinking a glass of water that contains a water molecule that also passed through a dinosaur is 100%.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Take some of that is awesome.
I'll take some of that T-Rex.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going to give it to my Richard to these adults who are now using a pacifier.
That's tough.
You're just pretty much a loser at that point in time.
The picture that's in the article is nuts.
Yeah.
It's like a 35-year-old man sucking on a binky.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Stressed adults are now using a pacifier because it brings them back. We didn't allow our kids to use pacifiers.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It looks dumb. It really does. I mean, these kids are walking around at 4 years old, and they still, you talked about the vices earlier. Kids get that vice as the pacifier. Parents get just stick it in their mouth, stick it, And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this kid's five and is still walking around with a pacifier.
Or they're sucking their thumb and messes up their jaw and their teeth
and all that kind of stuff. So we said from the beginning, we're not doing the pacifier. Nice. And it was probably one of the better decisions that we made because we're not going to have adults using pacifiers now. Idiots. I mean, seriously, like what kind of weirdo is an adult 35 years old is walking around with a pacifier?
That's really weird.
I would if it was like filled with bourbon.
Well, that's
it had like a tiny hole. I'd be like, all right. 9 o'clock, let's hit that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
No doubt. My Richard of the Week goes to the four-letter network, ESPN. You're ruining everything. Literally, if anybody does anything better in the sports media world, you can't hack it, and you've got to buy them out.
I'm hoping they're buying us soon.
Well,
buying everything.
You keep these ratings going the way you're doing, Bob. They'll be after us in about another year.
We now own Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. Thank you very much. Wait a second. You can't. They weren't for sale, but we're ESPN. We're just taking everything.
Hey, that's how you get new headphones. They just say ESPN on them. No.
Please.
They buy TNT's pregame show. They buy the NFL Network. I know we have a full year until it takes over, so we get to enjoy NFL Network's Red Zone at least for another year.
Mm-hmm.
But ESPN is ruining everything we love because they just can't stand not being the team, not being the guy, not being the station. And ESPN, the way they pay their employees, they pay like four or five of them hundreds of millions of dollars, and then they pay these other people 35% less, and then they fire them. And then they hire college graduates or new people because, oh, yeah, for sure, if I'm 22 years old leaving college, I'll go work for ESPN. Why not? We'll give you $50,000, and then we'll fire you in 4 years. I'm just not a fan of what ESPN's doing. I don't like the fact that they're taking things that are already good and then breaking them. I'm not a fan of that. So ESPN is my Richard of the Week.
And the funny thing is about all this, they haven't broken one thing yet, but everybody just assumes they're going to break it, right? Everybody assumes they're going to mess up inside the NBA. Everybody assumes they're going to mess up Red Zone. That's something that ESPN really needs to think about, knowing that they've purchased these standalone entities in sports that everybody loves. And everybody thinks now that they're under the ESPN umbrella, they're going to mess it up. And if you're ESPN, you need to do some soul searching, man, and go, why does the consumer think we screw everything up? What are we doing wrong? And maybe we need to adjust. And the way you win back consumers, because you're trying to get everybody to spend $30 a month on this app that they're putting out there on the 21st, right? If you want to get these consumers back, don't mess with Red Zone. And don't mess with inside the NBA. Leave them alone. They don't need you meddling, right? That's middle management to a T. Go mess with something that's not broken and let's break it and then fix it so you know, like Spectre does sometimes. I kid. but seriously, like ESPN has got a bad reputation in the world, right? People think they're going to mess all this stuff up. If I'm ESPN, I ain't touching it. There's no reason to.
No, exactly.
This is going to get you to sigh, Bob, before we get to Max Richard of the Week. From the 816, my buddy's son is 11 and still uses a pacifier and won't take it away because he doesn't want to hear the kid cry.
See, that's bad parenting right there, man. Your kid's 11 years old.
Jeez.
And he's going like out in public with that? That kid's going to get made fun of, man.
Probably already is.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It is. Like, that's a bad look.
Yeah, it's not good.
Only rule is that he can't use it at school. Bad parenting. That's what it says. The next text.
Yeah, it is.
It's funny you're talking down on ESPN. Carrington talks highly of this move at 2 o'clock today from the. Go ahead, Matt.
I'd say, I mean, a third dildo this week on the WNBA courts. I think it's getting
another
to a
one
point.
Last night,
but
another,
it wasn't green.
No, this it was purple. Wasn't? Yeah.
Okay, purple this time. Yeah, it's just getting to the point. Like it was kind of funny the first time, whatever, and now it's getting to the point where it's. It's weird.
It's stale.
It's stale. It's weird.
It's
just
also
like,
very rude.
It's just rude. You're being a
T, man.
It's
insulting.
Yeah, it's insulting. It's gross. It's at this point, it's getting like creepy almost. It's like, what are you doing? Like, we're having to do bag policies now at WNBA games. Can't bring bags. We're going to be patting people down. I mean, it's just, it's a lot. Like the first one again, haha, whatever. Now it's a trend and now everyone's trying to do it. I mean, I hope they keep catching these guys like they did that last guy.
Did you see that guy who got arrested for throwing it onto the court
popped,
a couple
man.
Weeks ago? He looks like a guy who would be doing
his
something like that.
His name was Caden.
Yeah.
Was
he's
it really?
18. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was like, his name's Caden.
Yeah, probably played youth league baseball and then got priced out, and now he's throwing, you know, sex toys onto a floor.
Somebody said the Green Goblin got arrested.
But, I mean, that kid, I mean, good Lord.
Rough.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Stop that. Yeah, yeah. It's insulting to the women who are out there trying to play. You know, yeah. It really is. And here's the other thing. If you don't like the product, then don't go and don't watch it.
Don't watch.
You know, these people who think they have to consume a product because it's available to them and then complain about it, I've just never understood that. My whole life has been, if I don't like something, I probably don't participate in that.
Yeah, that's great. And if you like it, then that's awesome for you. I mean, these are women that are trying hard to make a league and get something going.
Yeah.
Just throwing sex toys
on
the court.
So insulting to them.
To the point where it's over. Yeah.
Somebody said for the 913, I can't wait till the suction cup side sticks to the floor or the backboard.
Jeez.
Do you imagine you threw like a dart at the backboard and just stuck?
Men's 12, wieners.
12 feet high. You have to reach up and try to get it down.
I'm trying to say they're richer, Dusty. Come on.
Sorry.
No, they are. It's not funny anymore. It really isn't. It's like it's very immature. It's stupid and it's insulting to these women.
Yeah,
and
it's past the point.
And I feel bad for them because they're trying their asses off.
They are trying.
You know, the league is trying. Like the networks are trying. Everybody's doing good things for the WNBA. And this is the topic of conversation that people are talking about. You know, it goes to what I've been trying to tell you guys for the last year. Ain't about the games. Never has been. It's about everything else that takes place. The biggest stories in the WNBA are the fights between the players and sex toys being thrown on the floor. I couldn't tell you who's a good WNBA team this year. Couldn't. I have no idea who's a good WNBA team.
Yeah, me either.
My buddy Travis said the first one that sticks midcourt is the wiener.
The wiener?
Sorry.